Chapter 25, 9 to 13. Debate thy cause. Debate thy cause with thy neighbor himself, and disclose not the secret of another, lest he that heareth it revile thee, and thine infamy turn not away. Here is another admonition about having the reputation for being able to keep a secret. And once word gets out that you're a blabbermouth, it says your infamy will never be turned away. You see, our children must learn that the earning of a good reputation is one of the most difficult things in all the world, but the losing of it is the easiest thing in all the world. And once lost in a given area, it is difficult ever to be regained. Now, we see that with respect to public leaders and their morals. A man may walk with integrity and not a legitimate shadow be cast over his life and his sexual moral integrity with regard to women for 30 years. But let it be known that one day, one time, he sat his secretary on his knee and fondled her breast. And he's had it for the rest of his life. He's had it. For the rest of his life, he's tagged in the minds of people as the man who in a moment of indiscretion fondled illicitly the breast of his secretary. That's reality. You say, not fair. Well, so be it. That's the way it is. Not right. I'm not so sure it isn't right. But that's reality. And Solomon's dealing with reality, and he's saying to his son, if there's an issue that belongs between you and your neighbor, keep it between you and your neighbor. Don't go blabbing it all over the world. If you do, people that hear it will revile you, and your infamy will never be turned away. You'll go through life with the reputation of being a blabbermouth. And then you'll wonder why you have no close friends of any worth. You wonder why people don't seek you out for counsel. You've earned the reputation of being a blabbermouth. Got to teach our kids this. How are they going to learn it if we do not teach it in the patient, day by day, matters of the home?